Well, we must keep moving forward. That's the truth. Live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, March the 23rd, 2020. Thank you for being here. You made it through another weekend. We're going to get through this together, I promise you. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Australia, the latest country to shut pretty much everything down. Pubs, restaurants, nightclubs, all closed. Schools not closed. Shopping centers and grocery stores not closed. Will it be enough? Number two, could Americans be arrested indefinitely for violating orders to stay home? The Department of Justice exploring ideas on how to manage the pandemic. And number one, Americans, from what I'm seeing here in the center, are taking it in stride and for the most part are following the rules. Not partying, not gathering in large groups, not going to the beach. Of course, it is March. You could go to the beach. You'd be all alone. But that would be in accordance with the rules. So you have that. It seems people are pulling together for the most part. If you missed it, a bunch of those college kids that were on the beaches here for spring break testing positive now for the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus. No big surprise there. Harvey Weinstein testing positive in prison. Rand Paul testing positive, the first member of the United States Senate to test positive. He's in isolation. Says he feels fine. He got tested out of an overabundance of concern because he travels so much and interacts with so many people. As a result of that, Mitt Romney of Utah, Mike Lee of Utah, also self-quarantining because they were around Rand Paul and they don't know. So they're checking it out. Now, looking at the numbers, you're going to see the numbers explode as I told you. You may see as many as 100,000 cases identified in the U.S. by week's end. That's because the testing is coming in waves now. It's going faster. There's a quick test now that can get people diagnosed. But 9 out of 10 of the people being tested are testing negative. Think about that. You see, the problem you have here is you have a whole bunch of people that are caught up in the hysteria. 20% of Americans believe they're infected right now, which is, by the way, mathematically impossible at this point, unless the virus has been around for a very long time. And when you look at the panic, you should look at the evidence. And so over the next few days this week, we're going to explore the evidence. There's an article I have put up on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page you need to go find. COVID-19. Evidence over hysteria. It's a 47-page article. You need to read it. And here's, I mean, what else you got to do? For those of you that are staying home, you've got nothing else to do anyway. For those of you that are listening and checking in, we'll take the big nuggets out of it, but I suggest you read it if you can. It was written on Medium. It was up for a couple of days, got millions of views, and then was yanked down because of pressure from people who didn't like what it said, which is said, don't panic. The numbers are not adding up to this mass hysteria. The mass hysteria is being fueled by the media. The mass hysteria is being fueled by Democrats and others who, I mean, you look at some of the proposals being put out there by the Democrats right now that just don't make sense. Let's raise, suggest the Democrats, the amount of money Social Security recipients are getting by $200 a month across the board, randomly, because people are hurting. How does that, that doesn't even approach rational. Bernie Sanders, not to be outdone, we should give $2,000 a month to every American as long as this lasts. Why? Why would you do that? And where would that money come from? The Fed, meanwhile, is putting $4 trillion into liquidity possibilities to save businesses, to save the economy, because you have to ask yourself at some point here, is the cure worse than the illness? And I don't want to get the illness, don't get me wrong. But to be clear, if you destroy the backbone of America, which is small business, then it all becomes reliant on the government. Nobody wants that. Well, most of us don't want that, I can say for sure. I don't want that. I want business to survive and thrive. And most of these businesses that are failing, right now, were market-tested businesses, ones that had been successful for many for years and years because restaurants run on a thin margin. Updated numbers now that most restaurants have a cash cushion of about 16 to 30 days, 30 days being the exception. Most restaurants have a cushion that can take them about 3 weeks, and that's what I was hearing when I was talking to people that I know that own restaurants, about 3 weeks before they're suddenly deeply in peril of being shut down forever. So if you survive the pandemic, but your economy is destroyed, and we enter into a not a recession, not the Great Recession, not the pretend nonsense, but an actual depression because you have unemployment rates of 15 and 20% and businesses that have been destroyed, that will take a generation to come back. That will take a generation to come back if you allow that to happen. And so I'm surprised, shocked really, that the Democrats yesterday across party lines defeated this massive bailout proposal put forth by the Republicans. Why? They want more. A lot more. Just get a truckloads full of money and just give it to everybody. And the ploy here, the plan here is pretty simple. Get as many people on the government check as you can get. Just government check, government check, government check. $200 increase for Social Security, steady payments, universal income for Americans, and then you can never take it back. And the government becomes this even bigger thing. Get government in charge of the healthcare system because it's obviously worked so well in Italy and Spain to control the pandemic, right? Italy, the second best healthcare system in the world, according to the World Health Organization last year. Italy, number two. How well has its healthcare system performed under this pressure? Not well. Same thing is true in Spain. Germany could have problems. By the way, Angela Merkel is in quarantine. Let me know when that sound gets in there, would you please? So the Democrats block this huge bailout bill, demanding more and more and more because what they want is an expansion of government where the most people possible are on the government dole, getting a dime, getting a check from the government. That way they can never take it away. That way they always have that hook. And they have that power because, in effect, what you're doing then is buying elections with other people's money. You're buying elections with other people's money, and that's a very sad thing and a sad place to be right now. I've watched Donald Trump in these press conferences every day. You know, and Joe Biden has a new campaign commercial out showing the president arguing with that twit from, where's he from? NBC, wherever he's from. Anyhow. And so that's the campaign ad. It's the only visibility Joe Biden has had. Joe Biden has become invisible. Andrew Cuomo has become quite visible for the Democrats, the governor of New York holding his daily press announcements, right? He's out there every day. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And coming up in just about 15 minutes, Dr. Steve Hahn will be here. He is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He is the head of the FDA. How did we ever get in a position where we are so beholden to China? We're going to ask. And what about possible cures on the horizon? What are we doing? What are we pursuing to stop the Wuhan virus? This is the No Panic Zone. Glad to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Rockstar Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Rockstar and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Rockstar is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry, the Rockstar Beast Taste of a Sales event ends March 31st.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. We know that given the public health emergency and the economic uncertainty that employees and employers across the state are facing, a lot of people have questions and concerns. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the information you need to continue in operation to serve your customers, to do right by your employees, and working together, we'll get through the current situation. Thank you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.